Another part of deregulation of labor markets is to make them more, what's called more flexible, meaning you don't have any security and no guarantees, number of temporary workers goes right up, way up, no benefits, you never know if you're going to have a job tomorrow. That's really good for the economy. That's good for having jobs. Some of the most profitable corporations, the ones who's way up on the Fortune 500 list and booming, are the ones that what they call sell manpower, you know, like Manpower Incorporated, selling temps, which is terrific for making labor markets flexible. It happens to destroy everybody's life, but that doesn't really matter. It's again, the similarity to the third world is very close. Back in 19, this is what's called economic health, and when this happens, you call it an economic miracle, another technical term. So for example, Brazil was a terrific economic miracle under the neo-Nazi generals that we installed with great self-adulation back in the 60s. And by 1971, it had become the Latin American darling of the business community. And the president, General Rand Place, pointed out that the economy is doing fine, it's just that the people aren't. Well, we have a Nobel Prize winner who just won the Nobel Prize last time, Robert Lucas of Chicago. And he was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal and said, "We've been doing great and have been for a long time." He didn't even bother to add what the Brazilian general did. It's only the people who aren't doing well. What he means by we is the top 5%, or maybe top 10%, and that's right. We've been doing great, we're doing fine, the economy's fine. By now, we don't even worry about the fact that the people aren't doing so well. Like, I won't bother repeating the statistics, which you know, and he knows perfectly well. Okay, that's economic miracles. We're now beginning to get one ourselves. What about privatization? Well, again, the effects of that are obvious. So say in the latest economic miracle in Mexico, privatization meant, as usual, handing over public assets to friends of the president or, you know, other rich people or international investors at a fraction of their cost. And in fact, in Mexico, the number of billionaires during the economic miracle went up even faster than the percentage of people on the poverty line, as some were doing well and the people didn't happen to be doing so well. In fact, it was a catastrophe for them, even before the collapse. So that's privatization.